hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up!
I think they'll be standing up in Vancouver, Canada, where the 7th Women's World Cup football final will be played Sunday. It'll be a rematch of the 2011 final between the United States and reigning champion Japan. 4 years ago in Germany, the Japanese beat the USA 3-1 on penalty kicks after the teams drew 2-2 during regulation and extra time. Tickets for Sunday's final are officially sold out. About 54,000 fans will pack BC Place Stadium in Vancouver. And as for overall attendance at the month-long tournament, I think officials at FIFA, World Football's governing body, are pleased. In addition to Vancouver, the Canadian cities of Edmonton, Winnipeg, Ottawa, Moncton, and Montreal have staged matches. Here in the United States, television viewership of World Cup matches has been very good, with many fans following the World Cup campaign of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Almost 8.5 million viewers here in the USA watch Tuesday's semifinal between the United States and Germany from Montreal's Olympic Stadium, the highest figure to date for this tournament. It was also the third largest U.S. TV audience in Women's World Cup history, trailing the 1999 final with almost 20 million viewers and the 2011 final with about 13.5 million viewers. Fans watching this year's tournament have seen a USA team with a rock-solid defense. The American women have given up only one goal, and that came in the team's opening match, a 3-1 victory over Australia. Hope Solo has kept the USA goal safe for 523 consecutive minutes. She says physically, the USA wants to be ready for the Japanese.
Yeah, you know, by the time our bodies are feeling up to par again, 100%, it's game time. So in the next couple of days, we'll be recovering. We'll be traveling back to Vancouver, a 5.5-hour flight, doing a couple yoga sessions, doing some ice baths, doing everything we can to be 100% for the final.
That's Hope Solo, the USA's goalkeeper, who has posted 5 consecutive shutouts at the Women's World Cup. Midfielder Carly Lloyd has been wearing the captain's armband for the USA, and she's been wearing it with distinction. After hitting the 200 mark for international appearances for the American team, Carly was named player of the match in the USA's 2-0 semifinal victory over Germany. She scored the first goal off a penalty kick and set up the second by teammate Kelly O'Hara. Captain Carly Lloyd echoes Hope Solo's comments about being physically ready for the Japanese.
It's just about recovering, you know, doing all the right things off the field, getting our bodies back healthy, strong. We've got an extra day compared to the, you know, the other semifinal game.
That's Carly Lloyd, the captain of the USA's Women's World Cup team, which will play reigning champion Japan Sunday in the final in Vancouver, Canada. Meanwhile, Carly Lloyd and Hope Solo, who we heard from earlier, are both on short lists for 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup awards. Solo is one of 3 candidates for the Adidas Golden Glove Award given to the top goalkeeper, along with Nadine Angerer of Germany and Ayumi Kaiori of Japan. Meanwhile, Carly Lloyd is one of three American players on the short list for the Adidas Golden Ball Award, given to the best player. Americans Megan Rapinoe and Julie Johnston are also on the short list, as well as Aya Miyama and Sayori Ariyoshi, both from Japan, Lucy Bronze from England, Amandine Henri from France, and Celia Sasich from Germany. The 27-year-old Sasich is the top scorer at the Women's World Cup with 6 goals. FIFA will announce the winners of the various awards after Sunday's final between the USA and Japan.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The voice of America.
VOA. Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. The president and other Americans will on Saturday celebrate the annual 4th of July holiday, marking the USA's 239th Independence Day. Joining us now from Johannesburg with more sports news is Mark Ouma.
We begin with volleyball. Kenya play Mexico and hosts Algeria engage Australia at the Women's World Volleyball Grand Prix in Algiers today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, Kenya play Australia as Algeria face Mexico. On Sunday, Australia engage Mexico as Algeria challenge Kenya. In basketball, Egypt play Tunisia in a classification tie at the Men's World Under-19 Basketball Championships in Heraklion, Greece today, Friday. In rugby, the Confederation of African Rugby Division 1B Africa Cup contest starts in Kampala, Uganda today, Friday. The week-long round-robin contest features Botswana, Ivory Coast, Mauritius, Madagascar, Senegal, and hosts Uganda. Turning to athletics, Africa's top female sprinters, Blessing Okagbare Igoteguonor, along with Ivory Coast's Muriela Hore and Marie-José Talou, compete in 100 meters at the IAAF Diamond League in Paris, France. East Africa's long-distance rivalry comes alive in women's 5,000 meters, where Ethiopia's Almaz Ayana, Genzebe Dibaba, and Belianesh Oljira face Kenya's Mercy Cherono, Viola Jelagat Kibiwot, and Faith Chepngetich Kibiegon. Algerian Olympic champion Taufik Makloufi heads Africa's charge in men's 1,500 meters, which also features Ethiopian Aman Wote, Moroccan Abdelati Gida, and Djibouti's Ayanle Suleiman. Kenyan Eunice Sum competes in women's 800 meters as South Africans Wade Fanny Kirk and Wenda Nell compete in men's 400 meters and women's 400 meter hurdles respectively. Kenyans look to dominate the men's 3,000 meter steeplechase, where Olympic champion Ezekiel Kemboi faces Jairus Kipchoge Birech, Brimin Kipruto, Paul Kipsiele Koech, and Conseslus Kipruto. South Africans Kotso Mokwena and Sunet Fulyun contest the men's long jump and women's javelin respectively. In football, Liberia host Guinea in Monrovia in their Orange Africa Nations Championship qualifier on Sunday. It will be the first match played in Liberia since the lifting of the ban on football in the country as a measure to curb the spread of the Ebola virus. In other matches, Gambia host Senegal, Kenya play Ethiopia, and Angola face Swaziland. Elsewhere, Botswana play Lesotho, Burundi encounter Djibouti, Seychelles engage Mozambique, Zambia host Namibia, Comoro Islands challenge Zimbabwe, Uganda play Tanzania, Mauritius face South Africa, and Mali engage Guinea-Bissau. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
The this is Africa. Tamina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh, tamina mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Ni chabulile. Hola.
Cause this is Africa. Tamina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh, tamina mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
This is for the world.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. I got a tweet from Ruby, whose Twitter handle is at RubyR_3, and Ruby is a fan of both Hope Solo and the Seattle Reign, the club Solo plays for in the National Women's Soccer League. And for our geographically inquisitive Voice of America listeners, the Seattle Reign are based in the northwest U.S. state of Seattle, Washington. Regarding Hope Solo's World Cup performance so far, Ruby says, "Yay, Hope Solo! She has been amazing leading the USA's defense." Still with the Women's World Cup, I appeared Thursday evening on Channels TV in Nigeria on the Sports Tonight Show hosted by Toyin Ibitoye. And my friend Toyin asked me to stick my neck out and make a prediction ahead of Sunday's final between the USA and Japan in Vancouver. Well, I did stick my neck out. My prediction, USA 3, Japan won. And then Toyin quickly responded, "Sonny, you were generous to give Japan a goal." Well, it's going to be very interesting to see if Hope Solo and her rock-solid backline of Julie Johnston and Becky Sauerbrunn can stop the Japanese attack. History is on the side of the American women. They've played the Japanese 31 times and lost only once, in the 2011 World Cup final in Frankfurt, Germany. The USA has won 24 times, and there have been 6 draws. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for my engineer this evening, Nashwan Kale. Kick it, Nashwan!
Kick it!
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies: 6080 kHz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kHz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Thanks, Joe. That's Joe DiCapua, the managing editor of our Africa News Tonight radio show. And you can hear another edition of Africa News Tonight, hosted by Yahias Wuhib, immediately following the Sunny Side of Sports at 1800 UTC. Now let's go to Kampala, where the Disney movie production, The Queen of Katwe, about young Ugandan chess prodigy Fiona Mutesi, recently wrapped filming. Disney officials are planning more filming in South Africa before the movie's release next year. The film has sparked new interest in chess in Uganda, as we hear now from reporter Elizabeth Pola in Kampala.
Enthusiasm for chess has been on the rise in Uganda ever since Disney started filming The Queen of Katwe. The movie follows the life of Fiona Mutesi, who made it from the slums to become one of Uganda's best and youngest chess players. This publicity has had a noted impact on Uganda's chess federation, as enrollment has doubled in recent months. Once a game played primarily in cities, chess has expanded its reach, with children in rural communities becoming interested in the game. Unable to afford their own chess boards, kids will often create their own set out of soap figurines or bottle caps and play against their classmates. Caxton Rogers Kalule, the publicity specialist for the Ugandan Chess Federation, has been playing the game for 17 years. He now finds himself traveling across the country teaching chess to youths. However, he says, chess is more than just a simple board game. Rather, it teaches people how to think, focus, and understand strategy. For this reason, one of the Federation's many focuses are vulnerable kids.
In the not too near future, we want to be like chess, like being played like in every district across the country, especially in these densely populated slum areas. Because we discovered that chess, we can use chess like to put kids out of the streets. Mm-hmm. Yeah? For example, even Mutesi was among the kids who were on the street, but it was because of chess we had managed to put them together in one place. Mm-hmm. And we find that they even started getting interested in going back to school other than going on the street and pickpocketing, those kind of things. Then, with time, we really hope that we shall have a very, very positive impact on the society around the country.
It's also a unifying game, as players do not need to share the same culture, gender, or even language to enjoy playing together. Matthew Sanko, one of the newest members of the Ugandan national team, says chess expands into every reach of his life, helping him decide on everything from business to marriage.
It's a romantic game. I attach everything to it. I take it like a business. I take it like a movie. I can lift it and put it in every aspect of life. Chess affects my lifestyle. It affects my dress code. It affects my music. In business, I can say, now my king, it's me. I'm the managing director. My queen, you know, I can have managers down here, these major pieces. I can have casual laborers. Or I can make it a war tactic.
The U.S. Embassy in Kampala has also put together a beginner's team and received a massive outpouring of interest from the community. However, funding for chess programs still remains a challenge in Uganda. Airline tickets to Olympiads or championships must be donated, and many players end up spending their own money to compete internationally. Yet for chess lovers in Uganda, cost comes secondary to their love of the game. Elizabeth Pola, VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.
South Africa has named a 49-man preliminary squad for two big upcoming rugby tournaments, VOA's Tadi Abeje tells us more.
The Springboks of South Africa will compete in the Four Nation Rugby Championship in July and August, and the 2018 Rugby World Cup in September and October. Of the 49 players head coach Heineke Meyer selected, more than a dozen are currently injured, including team captain Jean de Villiers.
That moment, you know, I've replayed it so many times in my head, and you play it back in slow-mo, and you know, I can just remember that feeling of, oh dear, here we go, you know, and then it happened. The force was basically just too big, you know, for me to fight it, and, you know, the rest is history.
That's South African rugby captain Jean de Villiers. Coach Meyer says he'll use the matches against Australia, New Zealand and Argentina in the Rugby Championship as a warm-up for the Rugby World Cup.
The tough thing now is that, you know, you never want to do it, but you probably have to use a championship as preparation for the World Cup as well. And we've planned well, and I'm very positive, and let's just get to the two, three first games, and I truly believe we'll be fine for the World Cup.
The Springboks will be playing in their sixth Rugby World Cup. They lifted the trophy in 1995 and 2007. The tournament will take place from September 18th to October 31st in England. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm VOA's Tadi Abeje.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America, VOA.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. voanews.com.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
In National Basketball Association news, veteran star Tim Duncan is returning to the San Antonio Spurs for a 19th season. The five-time NBA champion and 15-time NBA All-Star told the San Antonio Express News newspaper that he'll be on the court next year. Until the 39-year-old Duncan made the announcement, there was speculation he could call it a career after the Spurs lost to the Los Angeles Clippers in a thrilling seven-game series in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Meanwhile, another NBA star, Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat, is expected to re-sign with the club for $20 million for next season. Wade is a free agent, and while he's considered Miami's franchise player, there is talk that he might play for another club next year. Elsewhere around the NBA, the big Russian center for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Timofey Mozgov, has undergone successful right knee surgery. The Cavaliers say Mozgov will be sidelined about 6 weeks after the arthroscopic procedure. Cleveland lost to the Golden State Warriors 4-2 in the 2015 NBA Finals. As I mentioned earlier, Saturday marks the annual 4th of July holiday here in the United States. There will be parades, cookouts, and fireworks all across the country. To help us mark the occasion, here's the late great godfather of soul, James Brown, with his song, Living in America.